Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Tomorrow is July 4th, and we celebrate our independence and our freedom. But we need to be reminded we have freedom because of those that are serving in the military to protect our freedom. Joining me today is Alexa, and her husband is currently serving in the Middle East. Alexa, it's wonderful to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yesterday, we talked about what July 4th meant to you as a child and now as an adult. And now that you have a spouse that's serving abroad this July 4th, what do you do to get through? How do you manage day-to-day life?
In the beginning, it was really hard, and it hit me that he is 6.5 months from coming home. So we had to figure out ways to make that time feel like it's going faster, or so we're not just standing around waiting for him to come home. So one of the things we did is there are about 25 of us that came together and said we wanted to run the distance to where he's at in the Middle East.
I love that idea.
Yeah. And so he's about 7,100 miles away. And so we have been running, biking, swimming to get to where he's at before he gets home.
So where are you in the mileage count so far?
We're somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. It's like 6,000 miles. Maybe we've even passed that. And then there were 13 of us that ran the half marathon. And it was really cool because there were men and women that were from the military carrying all this weight on their backs. And so as I was running, I was able to like really put myself in appreciation for them.
This July 4th, what would you like to tell your husband?
That I love him so much. I can't wait for him to be home, and I'm so proud of him.
We are proud of him, and we're also proud of you too, Alexa. On this July 4th, as you're celebrating with family and having picnics and hot dogs and hamburgers and sparklers and fireworks, would you take a moment and thank God for the men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces and pray for them, for their safety and for their families? Alexa, we wish you a glorious July 4th.